You are now listening to the Backseat Critics, the movie review podcast.
Welcome back to the Backseat Critics. My name is RJ.
And my name's Andrew.
We have an exciting episode. Oh, no way. I stole your thunder.
You totally stole my thunder, my dude. Gosh. What are you doing over
dude,
there?
Dude, I'm excited about this movie. I love this movie.
It's, you know, this is one of the earlier bad movies I saw. And it's not one of my favorites, but it's up there.
You know,
it's
I saw number two of this movie before I saw number one, and number two scared me in the beginning, but it scared me enough that I wanted to keep watching.
I get that.
Yeah.
But while you guys are still with us, we are the Backseat Critics. We are a podcast that discusses movies and shows that you should steer clear of. And today we are talking about Leprechaun from 1993, starring
Jennifer Aniston. And Warwick Davis.
And not Chris Farley. And store brand Kevin Bacon.
We would just like to point out this is not a kid's movie, so please do not have your kids watch this movie.
No. Definitely don't watch this with your kids.
Just as a warning.
Yep. But before that, we got some topics to talk about. We're going to talk about how Disneyland flooded and, well, it got rained out and shut down. And then we're going to dive into Little Man in the Tree.
Little Man of Disneyland.
And then we got our quiz question, followed by our intermission and our three topics, which we're talking about.
Whoa, wait. You're about to do this again? You just skipped over the 2-minute summary.
Two-minute summary. You know what? Okay. My bad.
Have to do it again because you skipped over it again.
No. You know what? We ain't no two takes.
No two take Bobs over here.
I'm better than a Mike. I'm better than a cadaver Rob. I'm kidding.
I guess that kind of fits this episode. But anyways.
We're keeping it kind of spooky. Anyways, we have our news topics. We're going to dive into a 2-minute summary followed by our quiz question.
Oh, wait. You're all over the place today. Because we haven't talked about how Disneyland got flooded out yet.
I'm giving people the overview of the episode.
Okay. So we're going to do the 2-minute summary first, and then you want to go into the...
No, I said we're going to do our little news topics, and then we're going to do the 2-minute summary, followed by the quiz question, and then intermission, and then we're going to do our three topics about the movie.
I'm glad you cleared that up for the people, because I knew they were confused.
I could tell you
were confused. I was asking for a friend.
There's only two of us here, man.
Yep.
But anyways.
Me, the wall, and that Donatello figure over there, and we're kicking it.
Anyways, our three topics are scenes, characters, and what moments.
Okay, so for those who didn't know what he just said, he said what. So, kind of sound like
an clear
moment, but no, it's a what moment.
But also, moment is also kind of appropriate.
Yeah, it was a what moment. Anyways.
Yeah, all right. So, first topic, Disneyland getting rained out. Did they really get shut down today?
They got shut down today. They said everything in the evening has been canceled. I was actually kind of shocked that they shut it down for rain.
For rain? How much rain are they getting down there?
I have no idea. I didn't look it up. I just saw a little
thing.
This
little is great. Preparation.
By the way, this
for
is
this.
On March 10th, 2023.
Yes.
Disneyland got shut down.
Mario Day.
You know what's kind of impressive, though, is that I felt like they had more rain probably back in the November time period, or not November, December, January period. Like, there was a couple.
That sounds right.
And they
there was massive flooding in, I think it was like November.
They had Disney World where there was like a foot of water that people would have had to walk through.
Yes, I remember that. Like, that's just the standing water.
And they didn't shut it down then.
Yeah.
But they shut it down today?
But that was Disney World. They get hit with like a different type of storm, like California. Maybe they're just not prepared for, you know, just standing water like that.
There was no standing water. It's Disneyland. Well, I guess I can't say that because Disney World flooded.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something suspicious in like the water somewhere that they're like.
There wasn't a train that derailed and.
You know, I'm kind of curious about if it was just a cover-up for, like, a wedding or something, like a celebrity who just wanted to do a shotgun wedding, was willing to pay.
Shotgun wedding.
A shotgun wedding in Disneyland. they're willing to pay $1 gazillion and shut it down. I've been in Disneyland before when they shut it down for a wedding. It's kind of interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. It was Holly Madison's wedding.
No idea.
Playboy Bunny.
Oh. Excuse me. I just ate dinner.
No, it's okay. But they shut it down for her wedding. So it was kind of interesting to see that and the fireworks and everything go off. And you're like, nobody's in there. And it's like, wedding.
Wedding. Hmm.
And then you see, you found out later on that she was at a wedding there. I'm like, busted.
It's a family park. Also for Playboy Bunnies.
It's actually kind of cool from what I've overheard is that she got ready inside of like the Haunted Mansion or something like that.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
That'd be kind of sweet.
Yeah. And got to come down. Or is it either the Haunted Mansion or it was in above Pirates of the Caribbean, one of the two.
I mean, either way, like those... I would love to just like chill out in those rides. I know I've chilled out in Pirates of the Caribbean when it broke down.
That's Pirates like every time I go on.
Kill the guests, but you know, I'll take what I can get.
There's a book like that where they don't kill the guests, but where they come alive.
Oh, I was making a Jurassic Park reference.
Oh. Well, there is a book where the pirates do come alive from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Hmm?
I'd watch that movie. Anyways, we're talking about Little Man in the Tree.
Yeah,
at Disney.
So, well-known Disney fact is that there's a little leprechaun tree inside of Disneyland, but over by Indiana Jones, to be more specific.
Okay.
In Adventureland.
What's the story behind this? Because I'm...
The story behind this is that Walt Disney, when he was building Disneyland, and he's tearing things down, ran across this little man, aka a leprechaun, and was like, hey, you can stay here if you want. And so he said, cool, and he's going to live in that tree. And now there's a book behind it.
Yeah, I saw the books. It's got like Donald Duck and stuff on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up book. I actually own the book.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I own the book.
Right on. Right on.
So it's a good kid's book.
It's about time you got some adult reading in.
I just said it's a good kid's book and you bring up adult reading. So I don't know how. I'm glad that you read at the level of a kid. So
Of course.
Congratulations.
I finally hit that second grade level of reading comprehension.
Did you ever have to do those reading tests, those star reading tests growing up?
Of course.
You know, I was dirty on those.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know how you're supposed to have like a certain amount of points to be able to like level up or whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just read a whole bunch of Dr. Seuss books and aced them.
Of course you did.
And then at the end, the teacher's like, oh, you got all the points you needed. Congratulations. I was like, yep. Are you my mom? Love that book now. Yeah. Go, dog, go. He went.
Fox and Sox was my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the Thinks. Oh, the Thinks You Can Think.
The Thinks You Can Think?
Thinks You Can Think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good book.
Fair enough. All right. You want to do this 2-minute summary?
All right. Let's bring it on.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Okay.
We got Mr. O'Grady, who brings back a leprechaun into the U.S. because he found him in Ireland after his mom passed away.
Ho-ho!
And brings in a pot of gold and for some reason somehow ships the leprechaun with him back into the Americas. After that, the leprechaun gets loose, goes after Mr. O'Grady for the gold, and they have a battle. Mr. O'Grady basically locks him up in his house before he can burn it down under a crate with a four-leaf clover. 10 years later, Jennifer Aniston's dad decides to buy the home. And they have some painters there. And the painters, what they do is they don't do that. But what they do is they secretly unleash this leprechaun. And this leprechaun runs around just looking for his gold, killing people in the process, going after these people. And in the end, he gets his gold, but except for one, because our homie Ozzy swallowed one when they found the gold. And so he chases Ozzy, trying to kill him for that piece of gold. But then they find a four-leaf clover, shoot it at him. He goes down the well, dies, comes back up. They push him down the well again. Movie done.
Nice.
I skipped over a lot.
Yeah, you did.
But that's okay.
There's a lot in the middle that just gets kind of like muddy.
It does. I mean, there's a Mr. O'Grady part. And...
Yeah. Yeah. But... Now we got that out of the way.
Yep.
Do you want to jump into this quiz question?
Yes, I got
what you got?
I got one for you. There were two things that inspired this movie.
Okay.
What were the two things that inspired this movie?
Alcohol and a bad breakup.
Okay, there we are. Actually, no, that's not right.
All right, don't ruin it. We'll keep it towards the end of the episode.
Okay.
Stay tuned. And at this moment, we're going to go straight into intermission. All right, welcome back to the intermission. Again.
For once. Thrice.
Whatever. I mean, we're no two take Bobs.
No two take Bobs here.
This is obviously our first take.
Obviously.
So this time, we don't really have much to shout out. So I'm going to shout out a friend of ours at the Brace Yourself podcast. They talk about food, delicious stuff, and just kind of culture around it. Super good podcast if you want to go check it out.
Super good food.
We'll link it in the show notes. Go check it out.
Also, a shout out to the Match PDX. For those of you are that struggling, trying to find your loved one or trying to get into a relationship, go ahead, check out the Match.PDX on Instagram. They have dating events in this area. Great time to meet your potential partner.
That's how I met RJ.
That is how back this podcast
to the show.
Is.
All right. You want to go into the first topic?
All right. What's the first topic again?
Yeah. You want to do characters?
Characters, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to pre-plan this?
I made notes today because like this movie. I love this movie.
For once, I actually did not make notes.
Oh, okay.
I've seen this movie several times, so I'm...
Now, with this being that we're going to go into characters, this is obviously without the leprechaun, right?
We're leaving out the leprechaun.
Leprechaun is obviously number one.
He's... Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that...
100% the leprechaun's number one, but we're leaving him off.
Okay.
It's obvious.
He's gone.
All right. Oh no, I forgot to record something for the characters. So here's something. Characters. Who are they? What are they doing? I don't know what Number one, go.
Ozzy.
Why?
He is the big, lovable, dummy... idiot guy. I don't think he tries to be dumb, but they like one of the other characters talks him into saying, hey, we found this leprechaun gold, now we can afford the brain surgery to make you smart.
Oh yeah, Alex mentioned that. Yeah,
so I was just like, what the heck? He has these crazy stories. He's just a lovable guy. He's harmless.
He was store brand Chris Farley, if I'm being honest.
I feel like I could leave my kids with him and be safe. Well, unless there's a leprechaun around. But he's like your crazy uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of get that vibe, but I wouldn't leave my kids with him. Yeah. My kids would be in more danger with him than they would be with anyone else.
He's that uncle that you sit around, like kids are sitting around him at stories, at events, listening
to
the
stories.
We were
joking about this earlier. This is the uncle with the second grade reading comprehension, and he still struggles. But he's doing his best.
I like this guy.
That's fair.
Who's your number one?
My number one. I'm going with O'Grady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Crazy old man at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you.
Dude was just nuts.
He was.
He was only on screen for what, like 10 minutes? 15 minutes? Something like that? Just in like the cold open and then like a hospital scene later on. And
Hanging from the
elevator. Yeah. And every time this guy was on screen, he was like drinking. He's like, yeah, life's going to be good.
Well, woo-hoo. I mean, he just found a leprechaun pot of gold. So.
Yeah, but like, he's getting hammered and stuff. And he obviously chipped over a human leprechaun.
Yeah, somehow.
Person. So somehow. But I adored this guy.
So my number two is actually Mr. O'Grady.
Okay.
And these are kind of like what the heck moments for me, but he plays a big part of him. For one, this guy downs a whole bottle of Jameson and is still
right
standing.
Off the bat. Yeah.
Whoa. Like he's still standing, walking, and talking coherently.
Yeah.
And then two, somehow, like you mentioned, he was able to ship a leprechaun across the country without getting caught.
Yeah.
In,
I also want to know, like, how did he figure out the whole four-leaf clover is their kryptonite thing? Like, what's the story there?
Didn't he come back from Ireland? Wasn't it that he was on his way back from Ireland for his mother's ashes?
Yes, but then he also mentioned that there's four leaf clovers in the patch near the well.
Yes.
So that kind of led me to believe that he found some there. So it's like, okay, so how did you figure out that this was the weakness to the leprechaun?
I think it was a Irish descent thing.
Okay.
I mean, let's look at Darby O'Gill. Mr. O'Grady.
Right.
That Darby O'Gill was able to take on the Leprechaun King.
I'm assuming next you're going to say Ophelia is Irish too, right?
Anyways, Darby O'Gill is my... Darby O'Gill.
Close.
Mr. O'Grady is my number two.
All right, fair. My number two is going to be Alex.
That little poop.
That kid was the second villain of the movie.
He really was. And he tried to make it up in the end when he did the whole bear trap thing.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to trap this leprechaun with the bear trap. I'm going to home alone it.
He thought about, you know what I thought he really messed up on, by the way?
With
that
Aussie
trap.
Oh.
He could have, what he should have done is, I mean, obviously the leprechaun was right there watching him put this bear trap up. But if he was really going to try to be sneaky about it, I was expecting him to put some hay over that. It's like, what are you going to do with a bear trap wide in the open? Sure, the leprechaun was able to pull that off late, earlier on in the movie to the knockoff Kevin Bacon. But
right.
Here we are, and he's just leaving it wide open. I was like, come on now, you're fighting a leprechaun.
If anything, walk around with it, and when you see a leprechaun, throw him at it.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. But no, I...
Silly move.
My second favorite character was Alex, because this kid was trying to kill Ozzy, I'm fairly certain, on several occasions throughout the whole movie.
With the ladder. In the beginning.
There was the bit about the hot wiring the car, where they're walking around in the sharp metal and all that stuff.
Yep.
He was like, he was only on lookout for himself and trying to kill Ozzy.
So my number three is Alex.
Oh, you're copying me now.
I am not. I have my list right here. I just flipped Mr. O'Grady and Alex just last second, right before we started this, because I was like, Mr. O'Grady is actually a better character.
He really is.
But Alex is a little poop. But he is
Alex is a Mike.
He is. He's a legitimate Mike, but he does it better than Mike.
Yeah, 100%. Because Alex actually just kind of follows through, whereas Mike just kind of...
And he doesn't complain as much.
Yeah, he doesn't play a victim.
He goes, okay, I'll go do this, or, oh, yeah, let me go grab the shotgun.
Right.
He doesn't... Nah.
He doesn't whine and be like, oh, woe is me. What did I do to deserve this?
Let me contact the aliens to take out the leprechaun.
Right. So my number three... Not doing the leprechaun.
No, you said no leprechaun. That's obviously number one.
Yeah, so this sucks.
It was hard.
This really sucks. Because for me personally, if I'm being dead honest, it's a toss-up between Tori, Jennifer Aniston's character, or the coin shop owner.
So I'm just going to put up on my list real quick. I had an honorable mention of the police chief guy.
Really?
Because he had that mustache, the one that was inside actually the police station.
Yeah, answering the phones.
Oh, he's up those tricks again. But that's just my honorable mention. Shop owner was all right.
I think I'm going to go with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Very hypocritical character of, I can't eat that steak.
I can't eat that steak.
Let me see
your
shoes.
I don't want to do anything harmful to animals, but yeah, she's wearing leather shoes. She's actually wearing a leather belt. Stuff like that where it's like, come on. But yeah, no.
Jennifer Aniston.
It's a lot of bad movies will have this kind of female character where she's just hopeless without the dude saving her.
And she tries to not be hopeless.
Right. And I appreciate that. So I kind of appreciate the kind of break of norms.
Okay.
That's all I got. It's not much there because there's not much to the characters outside of
the leprechaun.
Yeah.
What's our next topic?
Our next topic. We're talking scenes. We're saving the what moments for last.
All right. We're off to talk about scenes.
What's happening?
The magical wizard of scenes.
I'm so confused. Everything. All right.
My favorite scene is when the leprechaun ransacks the home.
Really?
They're out and about somewhere, and he's going through. He sees a little box of Lucky Charms. He goes, ah, and spits them out and goes, ugh.
Right.
And he's just ransacking
the
home.
I have the same reaction.
I actually really enjoyed him just walking around through the home, checking everything out.
Just checking everything out?
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. I enjoyed the scene where the leprechaun is pulled over by the cop.
Okay.
Yeah. That whole setup of like the leprechaun driving down and the little back and forth about like, oh, aren't you a little, isn't it a little late for a young kid like you to be out? And
he's
like,
no,
why don't you
I'm
take off your mask?
Years old.
Yeah, I'm 600 years old. And then he bites the cop's face. And
this guy had a fetish for biting, by the way.
What?
He is biting everybody, the
everybody.
Leprechaun.
The leg.
The arms,
legs,
the faces.
Multiple times, ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got Ozzy's ear.
He's biting everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that whole setup with him and the cop before the forest chase scene, I love that dynamic.
That's pretty good.
It was goofy.
I'll give it to you.
And that's what I enjoyed about this movie.
My number two is the battle of when they give him his gold back. He goes off into the woods, counts his gold, realizes he's missing one coin. Obviously, the coin that Ozzy has
in
his
stomach.
Belly. And he comes back into the home and he goes into like the cupboards.
Hold up. We should back up for the audience here. So at some point, Ozzy says, hey, to check if this gold's real, I need to bite on it. So he does that. And in the process, he swallows a whole gold coin.
And
so
now he's
through the
around.
Whole movie, he's running around with gold in his stomach.
And the leprechaun needs the gold for
he
his powers.
He needs every last little bit.
For his powers.
Yes.
And so he comes in after him.
He seems pretty powerful without the gold, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, as soon as he got one piece, he was pretty powerful.
Yeah. Like, I just don't get what that extra one piece is going to do to him.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to have the full...
Yeah. I don't know.
Plus, he's a leprechaun, so they're greedy about
their
gold.
Okay, if I was Superman, is 99% of my power, like, good enough? Or do I need 100%?
So there is a Freddy Krueger movie where Freddy has even mentioned, I haven't had enough fear yet. Like, I'm not powerful enough yet. And so he still scares kids, even though he's at, like, when he gets to the top of his powers, he's still running around scaring kids. So I think it's just one of those things where, as a villain, that's probably one
of
your downfalls.
He's just wanting more and more power.
Yes.
Okay.
But I love the scene where they're checking the cupboards. They're just running around the house, or he's going coming down the chute, or the
he's going ho 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 down the chimney.
Yep. He's like, it's not Santa Claus. And this is the way he's running around the house. The part where he's like running back and forth with the skateboard, and he's just shooting the shotgun.
Yes. And the bit where they're like opening up the cupboards.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, you should have picked door number two.
And then he pinches the guy's wiener.
Yes. Just right out of the drawer. Yep.
That's that scene number two for me.
Okay. My number two is going to be a fight when they're on the outside. They had the truck set up between them. And they were throwing shoes over.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, I gotta clean these shoes. Because in this universe, the leprechaun is, get this, a cobbler.
Yes.
He fixes and polishes shoes, and he can't stand it when there's a dirty shoe.
Yes.
And that's so inconsistent through the whole movie.
Yes.
But I absolutely love the scene where, like, the characters become aware of, like, oh, this dude can't
handle like dirty or beat up shoes. So they're just like chucking shoes over the thing, and he's like running around picking them, like, oh, gotta clean this off. I gotta clean this off.
And he throws them back on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
That is actually my number three.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's kind of funny watching him run around going, oh, gotta clean this. Oh, it's clean now. And he throws it. And I'm just like, my bro, no, it's not now.
Right.
He just scuffed it up again.
So my number three was actually going to be them running around the house, but you already did that. Yes. So I'm going to go for my fallback.
Okay.
Which was the hospital scene or the nursing home scene.
Oh, so with the whole wheelchair and everything.
The wheelchair, yeah.
Did you know that was the hardest scene for them to film in this whole movie?
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Warwick, so Warwick Davis did all of his own stunts.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there's good something him, about the wheelchair the that was super hard for him.
By the way, can I just say, hey, Academy, can you get, like, stunt actors, like, you know,
like
an
Warwick
award?
Davis? No, he wasn't, he just... everything, but I guess the wheelchair was just super hard for him for some reason.
I wonder if it has to do with the reach.
Maybe.
Huh. Interesting. Because that was like my favorite shot is like he turns around the wheelchair and he's not like Mr. O'Grady. And he decides to chase Jennifer Aniston. Still in the wheelchair, mind you.
Maybe he wasn't trained or knew how to work a wheelchair to chase around somebody.
That's true.
But I
just
read up
that
on that.
That he's a leprechaun. He's been running around this whole time chasing them, but yet he's like...
teleporting, mind you, too.
Right, also that. And he's just like, oh, I'm going to chase this person in a wheelchair the most. Like, why? That's the worst idea.
I think it's kind of funny because the things that he does, like, he rode a tricycle to chase after people.
Yes!
He was in roller skates at one point to mm-hmm. chase after people. It's just like, you're a leprechaun, you can teleport to these places, but...
Right. The whole bit with him and the cop in the forest right after the cop pulled him over, he's teleporting left and right.
Homie was ghost riding the whip.
Yeah.
With the roller blades, he mm-hmm. was riding the whip.
So
he was sketching.
So the rules are a little hazy around here, but I loved that little bit in the nursing home or what have you, where he's chasing her in the wheelchair. It was just so goofy.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this whole movie, so I don't know. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You want to go into our next topic?
The new topic.
The new.
The new.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Is the world home improvement?
Yeah.
What?
What was that? We're talking the what?
Yes.
The stuff that makes you go,
what?
I'm sorry, what just happened?
Yes.
All right. So, what is your number one?
My number one. I have to look through this. I'm going to say, you know, taking out the Mr. O'Grady being able to pound down a whole bottle of Jameson and still be standing, and the fact that he was able to ship the leprechaun over across seas.
Right?
I think I am going to go with Alex. This kid is already an alcoholic.
He's already
did you
asking
catch
for
that?
Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kid is an alcoholic.
Yep.
So I was like, why is this kid already asking for beer? That's going to be my number one, is Alex and his beer drinking already.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, no, this kid is, he's already a drinker. And he's like 9 in this? 10?
Oh, no, wait. You know, I'm going to take that back. Can I take that back? Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm taking it back.
We don't have anyone to answer to. We're the two owners of the podcast.
Well, I'm taking it back. Well, we got to keep each other accountable, though.
All right.
So, actually, my number one is going to be, there's a scene where the leprechaun is chasing
him. By the way, I'm not adding any of this out.
That's okay. Keep that in.
Okay.
There's a scene where the leprechaun is chasing everybody
mm-hmm.
from the truck or something like that, and they run inside, and they shut the door, and he reaches inside, and the door chops off his hand.
Yes.
Like, how does a wooden door chop off somebody's hand?
100% a bit from like evil dad.
Yes.
Like,
and then it crawls in, unlocks the door, for
and
him.
Then crawls back out, and he's like, oh, I'm going to put this back on my hand.
Yep. It's just like, what are you doing?
So, oh man, my number one is really close between two bits. But I'm going to give it to the bit where Jennifer Aniston tries answering the phone a few times, and she tears it off and throws it on the ground because it's the leprechaun just mocking them. And she picks it up again after it's disconnected. And the little tiny little like chicken leg hand reaches out and like paws at her face.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
That's straight out Deadpool. I guess Deadpool probably drew inspiration from that.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
No, I just absolutely love that because it was like, oh, I was expecting them to like cut into his whole hand coming out. But no, it's just like this shriveled up little like chicken foot. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to not use what I said about Alex and his alcoholism.
Oh, at all?
No, I think there's better and bigger what's in here.
Oh.
And the next one is going to be to Kevin Bacon.
Mm. Store brand Kevin Bacon?
Store brand Kevin Bacon. I believe this is the scene where everybody...
By the way, just a Kevin Ollant.
Is that his name?
That is his name.
Okay.
I will continue calling him store brand Kevin Bacon.
So that scene where he runs in...
Or store brand Bill Pullman, if you really want to stretch it, but...
Kind of.
I'm leaning more Kevin Bacon.
There's a scene where the leprechaun... Where they finally get to meet the leprechaun.
Yeah.
And they run into him because he goes into the bear trap, the store brand Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And at this scene, the leprechaun attacks him, mm-hmm. right? And
yep,
he gets the bear trap off his leg, whatever, yep. right? He gets a shotgun. He tells Alex to go get the shotgun. He gets the shotgun. And then the leprechaun runs into the bushes.
Okay.
And then Kevin Bacon, story man Kevin Bacon, proceeds to shoot in the same spot. All the bullets, basically.
Right.
In the same spot. I get you have a shotgun. Fantastic. Yes. So it's going to spread a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same spot, and point blank. So I don't know how much a shotgun's going to spread from point blank like that.
Okay.
I just wonder why are you shooting in the same spot three times or multiple times? Multiple times.
So, my number two is going to be the leprechaun first gets out of the house and he's going into the barn. And the rest of people are in the truck and they left. And so he comes busting out of that barn in this little tiny Mad Max type go-kart with like a little pitchfork attached to the front. He's in there for all of 2 seconds, and he's been downstairs locked in the little box for who knows how many years.
Yep.
When has he had time to make this little Mad Max contraption? No way Mr. O'Grady made that. It's way too small for him. Mr. O'Grady also doesn't seem to have any kids, so it... No. What?
Yep.
What?
Are you talking about when he runs over the truck and makes it roll? That contraption?
That contraption.
Like, everybody's locked in the truck,
yeah.
and they roll it.
They roll it and then they disappear when he runs around.
Yep.
Yep. But that little.
That's the leprechaun magic right there.
That's the leprechaun magic?
Leprechaun magic.
I like that he has to run into the barn to get the magic to work. I love that.
So my last what is going to be. What's Mr. O'Grady have like a big crate just in his.
Just in his basement?
Yeah. Like, how did that come? Like how he trapped the leprechaun inside yeah. that. I think it's kind of funny too is that he shoots the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leprechaun like says something. I forgot what he said. Like, you'll never catch me alive or whatever, right? And he obviously has him like holding him. And it's like, okay, so the leprechaun threw up so much of a fight before. And we see him throw up a whole bunch of big of a fight like with these kids.
Later on. He's biting left and right.
And we see him get shot multiple times.
By the way, I have a theory about how Van Gogh lost his ear. Go on.
But he somehow gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
Is still like, doesn't put up a fight. Gets put into this thing.
Yeah.
And Mr. O'Grady just somehow has this big old crate.
Yeah. And he sticks a little four-leaf clover on top, which this is not a what moment for me. I'm just bringing this up as like, what's going on here? So a little four-leaf clover on top of a crate that the leprechaun fits inside. It's not a tight crate.
No.
Lepcon, like, he could probably stand up in there what? Easily.
Did he have like 3 or 4 nails in it too? Like, he didn't have that many nails in there.
No. And later, Lepcon just busts through after the four-leaf clover falls off. So can you take that logic and like expand outward? Like, if you were to put a four-leaf clover on top of the house,
it must have like a...
and lock the doors to the house, like, would the leprechaun be stuck in that house?
Does it have a cone effect?
Yeah, like...
like, what's the diameter of it?
Right, like...
the circumference.
What is the rule for this four-leaf clover? Because if it doesn't have to touch it, it can... the leprechaun, but it can just be on top of a some sort of container that the leprechaun is in, and its effect is within that container.
My question is, if it's a cone effect...
there's corners.
Or that means it'd be like kind of a triangle, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
Could he have punched out in one of the corners?
Right.
Do you think he tried that?
I would think we would have seen so. He tore through that box.
He did.
Like it was paper.
He did.
So
the leprechaun is ridiculously strong.
So that's why I'm thinking, whatever you put the four-leaf clover on, that object is protected.
I agree.
So that's why I'm thinking, why not put one on top of the house? The house.
You know what? First of all, how does the four-leaf clover never dry out during that time period?
Also, Mr. O'Grady also mentions it's got to be fresh.
That thing's 10 years old. That thing's dried out.
Exactly.
And if that's the case, exactly, why aren't you just...
The leprechaun should have been running around already.
Yeah.
This would have been a non-movie if, you know...
I wonder what would have happened if the leprechaun was already running around. Because we see him in other movies where he's running around doing crazy things.
Just doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's also awakened, like, multiple different ways in those movies, too.
So, I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, well, what are the rules here?
Is that your what moment? Is just, what are the rules of this movie?
No, that's just a general, like, going off what you were talking about.
Okay.
So, my number 3, and there's a lot here.
There is a lot. Like, there's a bite mark, and they say, oh, look, you got bit by a cat, and it's obviously a human bite mark. It's just like, no.
You know what? I'm going to check with my manager here. Do you want to do 5?
You want to do 5? Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to do 5?
See what else I got in my notes. I think I could do 5. What do you got?
Okay, so my number 3 is the inline skating moment. But at the very, very end of that, when he misses the turn and crashes through the fence, and they do that Looney Tunes cutout.
And he walks right back through it.
Yes.
Yep.
That little, like, 5-second bit of him crashing through, leaving little Wile E. Coyote, little cutout, and just walking back through. I was just like, sorry, what?
I think that those types of moments is what makes The Leprechaun such an easy movie to take down, though. Like... It's very much an introductory movie. Like, if you wanted to try to get into horror movies or scary movies, this is a very good introductory movie.
This really fits in with, like, the whole, like, Gremlins and stuff like that.
Got some jump scare. Maybe it's a little bit in between the scary stuff and the... not the scary. Maybe the scary stuff and the comedy stuff.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got for number 4?
Number 4 is when he kills the shop owner with the pogo stick. And as he's bouncing on the shop owner stuff, he gets done killing him. No, that's not my point, though, or my what moment. What my what moment is in this is that he picks up the shoe and goes, oh, these shoes are dirty. And he gives it a couple of brushes. He goes, oh, all clean, all better now. And there's blood all over it. I was just like, no, that shoe is not clean, sir. Go back and do a better job.
He was a horrible cobbler.
That's
a horrible cobbler.
If it's bloody, he don't care.
No. So my number 4, and again, I repeat, there is so much, but I'm going to go back to one of my favorite scenes, which was this shoe throwing as a distraction. And he's like, oh, I got to clean this shoe. He cleans it and then he chucks it.
I think there's a... just another distraction, another leprechaun movie where they throw salt on the ground or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I have to count all this.
I don't remember that.
It's in the newer one.
Okay.
Yep.
That's funny, though.
So it's still another type of distraction.
That's funny. But, yeah, I was just like, are you kidding me right now? He's got to clean all the shoes, and he's just going to throw it right back on the ground. Yeah, so that was my number. That was my number four.
Number five for me.
What you got?
There's that scene where
show me what you got.
He's attacking the car. They're all locked in there.
Show me what you got.
Jennifer Aniston has the smart idea to pull out the lighter. Whoosh.
Yeah.
And she gets it on his nose, just right on the nose, and holds it there for a second. Well, the leprechaun, like, she lets go, and the leprechaun's holding it. And then he holds it for, like, a good 3 seconds.
Right.
I was just like, you gotta be pooping me. Like, seriously? I was like, I mean, if you hit me with that and let go, that thing's falling. Like,
right?
I'm done with that being burnt. And he's just,
yeah, he's still just like, ugh.
I don't know if he's sadistic in that way or something, but jeez.
Right? Yeah, that's, I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that.
He's holding it.
Wait, doesn't Joe Pesci have that moment in the first Home Alone where he first walks through the door and that flamethrower goes off? He just stands there for like 5-10 seconds.
I get the shock of that, but he literally grabs it and holds it.
You do have a point there, though. Yeah.
I get the shock of just being hit with it. I mean, he could have, like, I would have been like, with my hands up. I wouldn't be like, or trying to hit the person.
You wouldn't be grabbing it.
I don't want to be grabbing it. No. No. So that is my curiosity of what?
All right. So, man, I just have my number five in my head and it disappeared.
Your number five is probably the eyeball.
You know what? Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I read your mind.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I was going to say something about that little popping bit where he pops out the eyeball.
And puts it in his eye.
Yeah.
After they jam something in his eye. They have the police baton basically go through his eye socket.
Right. Also, I love that. So it goes through and they pull it out and it's all black around there. But you still see his eye.
Yeah.
You still see his eye. And he's like, I got to get this cop's eye. And so he pops the cop's eye out with the worst visual effects I've ever seen. Like,
yep.
Some of the worst. He pops a cop's eye out and sticks it in. Dude, you still had your eye. You just got a black eye now.
There are so many things wrong with that scene. Like, why in the world, if you're being chased by a villain like that, why would you go to the back of a cop car where you can't get out?
Also, the little prosthetic fake dummy that they had for the cop, there was no, like, eye socket. It was, like, smooth.
Yep.
And also the eye bit looked like some very inappropriate things.
Yep.
Like, what? It honestly, when they cut to the dummy, it took me like a couple beats to realize, like, he's popping out the eye. Because at first I thought it was like, it's just like somebody's arm or leg or something.
No, he was going for another eye.
Yeah. But bro, you still got your eye.
That was a what moment.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me, because, yeah, I was thinking about that, and I totally
lost track. There was so much wrong with that scene. So much wrong.
Yeah. All right. Do you have a number five?
I didn't give you my number five.
Oh, that was your number five also?
No, my number five was...
Oh, no. You're right.
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
Already.
Me too.
It's in the recording. Go back and listen to it. Go back like 2 minutes. It's there.
Yeah. After all that... Any final thoughts?
Love this movie. It's not meant for kids, though.
No.
Don't watch this
with kids. We cannot get that home enough.
This is not... I know we tried to be a family-friendly or tried to go towards the family-friendly side, but this is definitely not a family-friendly movie.
Nope.
If your kids are of the teenage variety, though, and you're like, hey, I'm a horror movie fan, this is a great pop it in.
If they like Gremlins and if they like Critters and stuff like that, like, yeah.
This is a great segue to get them into some of the scarier things.
Even, like, stuff like Tremors. If they're okay with, like, stuff like that, you're pretty safe here.
I think I saw this movie when I was 8.
That sounds about right. I think it was a little bit older than that when I saw it, but, yeah.
It did scare me. I'm not going to lie. A little leprechaun around it. I mean, it was pretty scary for me at 8. But, I mean, if I was a little older and I watched, I've been like, what the heck is this guy?
It's crazy.
Yes.
Apparently, it was meant to be like a straight horror movie with no comedic bits at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
when they were originally doing it, but Warwick Davis leaned into the comedic like performance, and then in reshoots they added more comedic bits. So kind of interesting. I'm kind of wondering like what would have a more serious one looked like.
Not
that I want that.
They have a more serious one.
Oh, seriously?
Number 7.
Oof.
They made it super serious. Like, the leprechaun is actually some sort of creature that's outside of an Irish town. And they take the outsiders that come into this Irish town and they basically feed it to the leprechaun, because if they don't...
Oh, it's King Kong.
The leprechaun will come through and kill them.
It's King Kong.
Basically.
It's the opening of King Kong with the village of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Interesting.
Question.
Oh, wow. Thank you for giving me a moment to talk about my final thoughts.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, yeah. Oh, it's okay. Talk about your final thoughts.
Yeah. This was another what okay, so moment for me.
So quiz questions. No, sure.
this guy.
I am that guy. Thank you.
Yeah. It's such a mic.
No, I'm not. No, yes, I'm not that guy.
Yes, you are.
Nope. Michael Jordan,
maybe. Hold it. Is that a mic?
No, that's
Is
sexy.
That a mic I see?
That is averageness. No,
is it a mic?
You see a Charlie. Mike? A Charlie Brown.
Mike?
Doug?
Mike?
Charlie Brown?
Mike?
Yeah, average.
Are you going to go home and radio some aliens?
No, I'm going to go...
And play victim?
I'm going to go home and live my life like Charlie Brown.
Are you going to try to summon a throat?
No, I'm going to go hang out with Skeeter.
Skeeter?
And Patty Mayonnaise.
Nah, you're definitely a Mike.
I'm going to go play with my dog Porkchop.
Anyways, definitely not a kids movie, but it's a ton of fun if you like bad movies or... Like RJ said, if you want to get your kid into horror movies and they're of like young teen age, that's pretty safe. That's so, it.
Quiz question?
Quiz question.
Question was, what was the two things that inspired this movie? The writer, I should say.
And I said, alcohol and a bad breakup.
Do you still...
I still stand by that.
Both wrong.
What?
First one is...
Are you kidding me?
First one's Lucky Charms.
Okay, okay.
The writer...
You put some booze on Lucky Charms, okay.
Like the idea of a leprechaun running heavily around, causing havoc.
Yeah.
Second one is Critters. The movie Critters. You want to combine the two.
Okay. Interesting.
So Critters and Lucky Charms is what made Leprechaun.
Critters. Potential future episode.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That was when I saw Young.
Saw what?
Saw Young.
Young?
At a young age.
Oh, I didn't see... I haven't seen Critters actually myself.
Oh, really?
No.
Ever?
I've heard about it. I haven't watched it.
There's like, what, two or three of them?
I think there's a lot more than that. Maybe. I don't know.
I've only seen two or three. Anyways. Future episode.
Yep.
All right. And until next time, be sure to hit like or subscribe to us. And until next time... We're out.
We out.